Okay.
So there you go. All right. Cheap Pooch.
Open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. Open your heart, but I can dream, can I? I can dream, can I?
Cards of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row, Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket. Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." Then someone says, "You're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Road. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Road. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Road. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Road, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
So I'm certain all of you know that Donovan is not from Minnesota.
I was going to say, I'm like, Donovan's from Minnesota? And you're like, no, honey. I'm like,
that guy is English. Okay. He is so English.
He's British.
He is British. But you know, it seemed a good follow to Bob Dylan.
So, okay, good.
Bob Dylan, Desolation Row. Bob Dylan is from Minnesota.
Oh.
I Can Dream, Can't I? By the Andrew Sisters. The Andrew Sisters are from
Minnesota.
And we mentioned Melody's Echo Chamber is not there. She's from Paris, France. But Lizzo and The Time and Prince are all from Minneapolis.
Cool.
So Minneapolis.
Damn, Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis is a cool city.
And they're fighting a good fight. And oh my God,
they are fighting a good fight. So I'm going to take this opportunity to turn the music down and switch platforms. So excuse us while we do that. Well, you know, I just figure it's better if we're talking while it's happening, because otherwise...
I don't know why I'm doing that song.
Yeah.
It's such a weird song.
But anyway, we're going to... Sorry about the dead background, but we're going to get into the my second playlist, which is all about... the supportive beauty of music.
Yeah.
And how this the first song is a song by Billy Bragg that has become very popular with the marchers throughout the country. And it's an easy one to learn, so I think we should all learn it.
I think that sounds great.
Most crypto comments, I miss the infinite promise. that's the past, but it's all fall intrigue.
Jockey or lock at the Brits out loud. A one-way ticket, please, I've lost my bus pass. It's Jackson off, he's locking some pins, man. The Kailu fucking region-ish, man. Keep it at the fucker, fucking fuck off. Jesus said on the cross, two pins of boost, 20 figs, and the fog is still lost. Who's next? Be miss, I would you like a bag? For your shopping at your nose, I see your ankle tag. Fuck you, curfew, dislocated ice socket. Overnight cap shop with 2 grams in his pocket. Loves his reputation, now he's known for being a rocket. In his dreams, name millimeter loaded. I'm a hitch, double OD. Lonely scum, that's what they say about me. Cause I'm a hitch, double OD. Lonely scum, that's what they say about me.
A dog with a job, what the fuck is that? Mickey's just sitting in the flat, sipping on his cans and smoking rollies. Cause all the best jobs are taken by the doggies.
Squidgy black, yeah, crack, and my spliff, I can love. Beat the facts, then it says, got that note on buying cash. I can niche, hate the stash, want to pair, since an eye. Chuck a goose, cook the leaner, solo near your jaw, ass. Ja.
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Want it in your chest or your knees or your head. DJ Proofy has the lead. You can bid, you can plead, you can tell us what we need. You can change your name,
but you're all the fucking same.
Double OD, low legs, come, that's what they say about me. Cause I'm a hitch, double OD, low legs. but you'll have to answer too.
We'll be right back. Like he held her, and I will fuck you. on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop died a death as the punks grew up. We choked on all our dreams, we wrestled with our fears, we're running through the heartless concrete streets chasing our ideas. Run! Let's go.
ending our show with Little New Model Army.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Cheap Hooch Radio. It's been a real joy.
It's been a real joy. It really, the music has been a real joy. The theme is,
theme is heavy.
Yeah, I very frequently sit tight and then go, okay, when are we coming up next? Like with the
when's it happening?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
All right, but I'll leave you with "I Love the World" by New Model Army.
Sounds great.
Cheap Hooch Radio.
And we laugh at your amazed surprise as the arc begins.